Dane.
Good morning.
Steven, how are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Thank you. Kind of fired.
So now, did you actually read those books behind you, or is that like just a backdrop to make it make you look intelligent?
There's a lot of, I've read a lot of them. A lot of books that go into Supernova, you know, and I keep them around in case somebody visits. I give them a copy of different books. Psychologist Selling, Jim Lehrer's book, Play to Win, Larry Wilson's books. A lot of great books there.
And what was the last book? What was the last book you read?
Supernova Advisor Teams right there. And then
I think I might have that around here too. Yeah.
You got it? Yeah?
And
then Leading with Character. Oh, nice. Sweet. Leading with Character, Jim Lehrer, newest book. Interesting. Emotional Intelligence, you know.
I read that.
Yeah. What a great ones. I got my, Dave Mullen. I don't know if you guys know him as a coach. Used to work for me, ran Minneapolis in that market. $1 million financial services practice. He's a good coach. He's a great guy. Good to Great. Great by Choice. Yeah, there's a lot of leadership books. I've been blessed to take, courses at Wharton and from great professors, and I bought their books and read them. So,
a lot of cookbooks.
No cookbooks. I do have one. Grill.
Cooking for Financial Advisors.
Dad, grill for dads. How to grill.
That's manly.
Yeah, I'm not. My granddaughter's going to teach me how to cook. We've got a deal. I'm going to teach her golf and she's going to teach me to cook. So she's six.
There you go.
And she knows more about cooking than. The nice thing about grandchildren is you're allowed to be their friend. You know, with parents, you got to be the parent. With grandparents, we can just be friends.
There you go. There you go.
It's the greatest thing ever.
Well, fantastic. Well, let's, we got everybody here. We got everybody here that's going to be here today. Patrick is on a mission right now that he's not going to be able to join us. So, other than that, we've got everybody here that's going to be here today.
Okay. Well, I guess Happy New Year. What's on your mind? Where would you like to start?
I'll start. So one of my roles is the scoreboard. And I guess, so what we've tracked before is we've tracked fee-based assets, and we started doing net fee-based assets in addition to regular ones. We tracked referrals asked, referrals received, financial plans, what we call monitored, which is an internal term. What are other teams tracking, or what do they use on their scoreboard that might be things that we could substitute or things we should think about instead, or?
No, that's a really good question. Here's what I would track. Introductions given. So genius is thinking in opposites. Okay. That you may never have heard that, but it's really interesting. So you sort of, whenever you're fixed, faced with a puzzle, think about the opposite of what your challenge is. So our challenge is getting referrals, right? So our initiative is then to give referrals. And we overweight the scoreboard in terms of giving. Because that's what can we control? We can't control the number of introductions we get, but we can control the number of introductions given, right? So we can't control the amount of business a person volunteers to give us or the amount of assets that they give us, but we can control the number of contacts that we make. So if we give them an exceptional client experience, 1242, rapid response, and financial planning, the probabilities are that they're going to give us more assets. And you've seen that. I guarantee it. You've seen it already. It works. Well, it's exactly the same thing true with introductions. So when you have your centers of influence, your job is to give them introductions. Okay, their job is to give you introductions. So you can't control whether they do their job right, but you can control whether you do your job. And you get those introductions by asking, constantly asking the question, by the way, can you enthusiastically endorse your CPA, attorney, commercial realtor, residential realtor, etc. So if you can remember, just put it up there, will remind you to focus on giving. Okay. And it's fun. It's fun because you can actually control it. And every month, that's your job when you're going to talk to one of these centers of influence is to have an introduction for them. Okay. That's, you can include also, I mean, one of the things that I wanted to talk about today was sort of that developing a team passion around giving in the community, right? Your volunteer work, your time, your money, your effort. So that the team can have a team focus and passion. And that will get you introductions to people that you wouldn't have gotten otherwise. So it's this whole idea of board membership, volunteering in the community. If everybody on your team is on two boards, you're going to be very influential in the community. You're going to have met the people that are the most influential, and you are going to establish a very important brand in your community. Now, if your spouses are active and they're willing to do on two boards each, now you've just, think about it, you've just doubled the number of boards that you're represented on and really can have an impact. But my suggestion is you take one of those and you all get behind it and really go after it and make a difference. Whether you start your own charity or you do something in the community that you're already passionate about, I think it can make a big difference in the energy on the team and the psychology of the team.
Yeah. Again, I think we've actually, I have to double check, but I believe everybody is on at least one or two boards, if not more, in the community. So I feel like we're pretty good with that. But I do like the referrals given. I think that's a good idea.
Well,
what else are you seeing that's being tracked?
I would love to see you guys do it because it would, the premise is one thing, right? And everybody does 12-4-2. So I have no problem with that premise and then getting good feedback and everybody goes, yay, thank you very much. That worked like crazy. The giving board, the giving thing, I have trouble getting people to do it. The boards, I have trouble getting people to do it. The average team is not doing what you guys are doing. The average team doesn't have a game board. They talk about it, you know. Some of them track it with a spreadsheet. But no, if you've got a game board up, you're way ahead of the game. And if you actually have a meeting and go through it every week, you will get results. Activity equals results. We all know that. But, you know, so they track whether or not they have their meetings with their centers of influence. You know, you should have a meeting with the center of influence every month, and your initiative is to give them a referral every month. That should be on the game board. It's 12-4-2. That's all it is. If you do it, you'll get the results. If you don't, you won't. And you guys, I don't need to convince you now that 12-4-2 works. If you've got people with money and you talk to them every month, they're not putting their money somewhere else. It's not leaving you. So it's protecting your brand and protecting your assets. But it also means when money comes due, it's coming to you. Yeah. They feel an obligation because of your attention. And my suggestion is you're probably giving them better performance when you do 12-4-2. You don't miss things. So you want to do the same thing. So 12-4-2 with your centers of influence, and then form a mastermind group. With this, look how easy this is. I mean, think how hard it is to form a mastermind group. Get guys to go to lunch. Oh, I can't go. I've got something to do. Get them to go to breakfast. No. You know, some mastermind groups last all morning. No. Okay, you guys aren't going to do that. But do this for an hour every month with a group of guys or gals you're friendly with and your friends. And you get to talk and have fun and share ideas. And that's a great idea. With Zoom. So track and mastermind groups. So Stephen, there are seven things, right? That we talk about for acquisition. So don't overwhelm yourself, but remember those seven things and gradually add them as the team becomes more comfortable executing on those things. Okay, so you're going to meet weekly, but remember a center of influence month is only a monthly initiative, right? So you don't have to worry about, you know, reporting on that every month, but it will show up sometime during the month and it will be on that scoreboard.
Okay.
Same with the mastermind group. That's only once a month. So, it's not something you got to, you know, have on there all the time. You should put your board meetings on there so people are getting credit for the time they're putting into these board meetings and their initiatives. That's marketing. That's branding. Okay?
Sounds good.
The niche marketing should be on there. Meeting with a center of influence inside a niche. And you can have as many as you guys feel comfortable with. But each one of you is individual. You can have two each. And that would give you a lot more leverage in terms of marketing your initiatives. I mean, I go back to, you have them. You do this. The question is it ritualized enough to give you the same benefit that the 12-4-2 gives with client relationships? Okay, so when you think about a company and the center of influence inside that company, are you getting the introductions you should be from that niche?
And what if you don't think you are?
Then you make a folder. Okay, like this, and you mark it Eli Lilly, and you put in there the center of influence, right? And you say, I'm going to call him every month and talk to him and try and add some value every single month to the conversation and keep up on what's going on, right? And by just being in touch with him every month, he's going to say, oh, I've got a guy for you. You see, it's not their job to give us introductions. It's our job. We're the salesmen. We're the ones that need to be in touch with them. And remember what you say is, you know, when you initially started, you used the advice model. So if you're not getting as many introductions as you think you should be, ask for their advice. If you were me, how would you get more introductions to people at Eli Lilly? And then brainstorm. Remember, you got to have a person in that. We're talking about centers of influence. By definition, a center of influence is somebody that likes you, trusts you, and is willing to refer to you without you asking. Okay, so not everybody's a center of influence. You know, they may be a developing center of influence, but they're not yet a center of influence. I mean, you're a center of influence, right? When you give introductions and they're qualified and you do it right, you're a center of influence. So you've got a great ability to help people. You've got a member of the enthusiastically endorsed list for any new executive coming in the community is a gold mine. So for your center of influence inside that company, tell them what you have there. And when somebody moves in, they need everything. We've got it. We'd just like the opportunity to meet them and see if they'd be a good fit for us.
Sounds good. Anybody else have any other questions?
Steven started it. Get me going, right?
Got you all fired up. That's why we pay you, right?
Well, yeah, I do get pretty fired. I'm pretty fired up about this charities thing. I think you guys, I didn't quite understand it, but I think with Zoom, you can meet a million people that are really important really fast. If you've got something that you're going to do that is really of value.
So I think, we really are. I would give us some credit for being really engaged on that side of things. I mean, one of the ones certainly in Carlisle is the United Way. I mean, Patrick's on their capital campaign this year. Dave Metz has been on the board and run the capital campaigns before. There's always an interface. Well, the director is a client. I don't know, Dave, if you would agree with this, but there's a big interface between at least that branch of the United Way in Carlisle and our group, right?
Yeah, no, the United Way has been a wonderful organization to interact with the entire community. So I think we've all done a good job of being on boards and being involved in the community.
Yeah, so that's one that sticks out. Certainly Stephen has had a lot of involvement in the Salvation Army, sort of same idea. I've been involved in a couple smaller organizations along the way, not as wide reaching as United Way or the Salvation Army. Certainly Dana's been involved in ones as well as Craig. I think certainly in the United Way and the Salvation Army, if you quiz them about certainly financial advisors that are engaged with them on a regular basis every year, I mean, we would absolutely come up as people that are at the tip of their tongue.
So has it generated business for you?
Yes.
David, yes. Give me a testimonial.
Oh, well, I can just say through my years of working in nonprofits, I mean, you just become known throughout the community and you get, you know, whether it's directly related to the organization or in the case of United Way, getting to just go to all the events, just become known in the community and get referrals that way. So,
yeah. United Way gives you, every CEO has to belong to the United Way, right? So you're, and those guys are not the easiest guys to just pick up the phone and talk to. But with the United Way, it gives you, boom. You can talk to them, you can thank them, you can do whatever, and they get to know you and trust you, and it just changes the game, right? Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, one of the things we should talk about, and this is not for this meeting, but when Patrick's term ends, and I don't know if that's going to happen anytime real soon, but we should get someone else on the board.
Yeah.
It's 6 years, so I don't know how long he's been on.
Yeah, I was on the board of a retirement community, and you know, you think what good is that? Well, really interesting people on there, right? Good CPA, we became friends, you know, play golf with them, you know, you go to lunch, you just get it completely involved. The director, he's moved on and we're still friends and we played a lot of golf together. And, you know, when I left, I put a guy on there. And you know, it's important to do it because they don't have a clue typically. And you can your judgment in how that money is managed is really important, but, the relationships you build over time, and then you meet the same people on different boards, right? You move from one board to another, you meet, you know, oh yeah, yeah. And then you become those friends, whether, and the arts is typically different, you know, the arts of a certain crowd that like to be involved in the arts, and then there's the, all the charities around the community. And there's certain ones that are just more prestigious than others, and you kind of work your way up until you get on those. And that's where the money is. And that's where the kind of the top people are in the community. But there's a, if you want to read about it and you feel like there's something missing from your process, I devote a whole chapter to that in the in Supernova Multiplier. Exactly how to get on boards, what to say, and then how to develop. If you're on a board, but you're not getting enough business, you know, I've had people say, I've been on boards for years and I never get any business. And I'm like, okay. I said, the game is, sorry, but your game is you got to really be involved. You got to become president. And if you're willing to become president, then they will give you money and refer business. Because they know that you're in there for real. You're not just there to, I mean, a lot of people just go to the meetings, right? They don't do anything on the committees. They go to the meetings and they go home. They don't take people to lunch. They don't, you know, meet people outside of the board. You know, they're not that involved in the social interaction and the fundraisers. So, you know, my wife ran the, you know, we had a ball every year. She ran that. I was the president of the opera. You know, so you does it mean you're going to get a lot of business? Not necessarily, but you get one of those people. And it's 20 million bucks, you know, 30 million bucks. So it's a great, it's a way to get to the big people in the community.
So I have another question for you, Rob. So we've worked with you for the better part of the year. What should be a different focus this year than what it's been? So, right, we've taken step one or two of kind of your processes. What's the next level of movement going forward?
I mean, to me, you've got to get something that's going to excite you guys. Okay. So meaning you can get excited about changing the world for a school. You know, you can adopt a group of kids and pay for them to go to college. And maybe move the needle in terms of diversity or something like that. That would be a passionate thing to do. Or you can say, we're going to do a, you know, we're going to be a Barron's 50, top 50. We need X billion dollars or $1 billion or whatever. And just go for it. I don't know where your energy is, in terms of what you want to do. You know, some people really like their life and want balance and are really involved outside of the office and don't want to necessarily, you know, devote everything to being the top team in the world. But, you know, when I was working, that's all I cared about. I liked winning. So, you know, that I needed a goal though. So if I didn't have, anybody locally to compete with, I'd compete nationally. I'd pick people to compete with, or I'd pick firms, or I'd pick, you know, something that would get me excited and keep me excited. I was an athlete in college. I like competing. I like playing the game. I need that to keep myself focused. So what I need from you is, what do you want to do in 2021 that would light you up, that would scare the heck out of you, that would get your juices going, that would be fun?
Well, can I interject one thing, Rob? One of the things I think we shared with this in the past with you, we ran into some challenges this year, sort of with the rubber meeting the road, right? So, and I'll back it up to one of the very first things that's sort of a no-brainer from a Supernova standpoint, but an application was a tremendous lift for us and continues to be. We just gave away 17 accounts this week. And it's that, it's getting rid of accounts. And it's, we have moved a lot, but we still have ones to deal with where there really isn't a mechanism for doing it. And, and if it's not done appropriately, you end up getting people coming back to you and calling you,
right,
when you don't even want to deal with them ever. And that's a continual challenge for us. And I think everybody would agree here. And, it's when we have the opportunity to, we do it, but, it has certainly not been anywhere near as smooth as you might conceptually think it is. Whether it's to a call center, to a new FA, to a semi-established FA, it's just not simple. And that unfortunately has created a lot of issues for us, as we attempted to do that.
Yeah. And, you know, if I was your district director or I was running the firm, I could help you on that, but I can't. You know, that's where your management liaison, focus needs to be. I mean, one of the things to do is to treat management as if they're a client and make a folder for them and make that a 1242. And
well, wait a minute. Aren't they supposed to treat us as a client?
Sorry. They're the bank. Okay. Yes, of course they are, but do they? I mean, look, the given reality is, of course you're the client, and yes, of course they should, right? And they should be asking you, what do you need? And what can we do to help? Just like I am doing, you know. So if I was your district director, you'd be 1242 and I'd be calling you and I'd be asking that. But if they're not going to do that, then you do it. Okay. Because you need them. Okay. And you got to cast your ego out and say, I'm going to call them. And they will love you for it because they're not organized enough or can't set their priorities properly to do this. And I'm not picking, you know, that's all firms, all management. Okay. It's the very rare one that will listen to me and tell them that this is something they should do. Of all the things that you need to do, talking to your FAs is number one, but they get sucked into the vortex of compliance and garbage and the latest and greatest new initiative that the firm has. And they get confused as to what they should be doing. But so you take the initiative and it's not that painful and you just call them once a month and say, hey, you're going to be so excited because this is what we've done. Okay. And thank you for Supernova and thank you for all the things you've done for us. We really appreciate it. Now here's what we need. Okay. Because if you do that, you'll get these things fixed. Okay, you'll get the money you need and things fixed and charity money and things like that. You'll get all that, but you won't if you don't pick up the phone.
Fair enough.
Okay, so your goal should be to get, you know, $50,000 a year or $25,000 a year for charities in your community. Okay? They love it when you're the president of an organization. You can get money. They'll give you money. Mm-hmm. Because you're the president and they respect what you did to become president. So they'll give you 25,000. When I was president, different organization, I could never get any money until I was president. Then I call them and tell them I'm president. I have this initiative. Can you help? They say, okay, here's 25,000. Okay. And that's a big help to you. That moves the needle for your charities.
Sounds okay? Good.
So that's one thing. And the second thing is we got a problem with this. Please don't defer it. It's urgent. We need a place for these clients to go. And I can help with that. I can help them. I can't help you, but I can help them, you know, come up with a solution for it.
Well, I can commit to the group right now. I will reach out to Tim and talk more about that. I will do that this week.
Tim is great. I mean, you got great team there. They really want to help. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, why doesn't everybody do Supernova? Why don't all your associates do Supernova, right? Because it's hard. It's hard to be, it's harder than not doing it. So.
All right. Sounds good. Right.
Yeah. And the charity money's for real. And you can get that every year. Because you ask. And that's just part of it. Get marketing money. Same thing. You're a good team. You're a great team. We need $20,000 a year in marketing money. Okay. We want you to hire Rob Knapp every year for us. Not just now, but we want him every year. I have teams that do that. They put the hammer down and they get it, by the way. I'm part of it. It's very self-serving, but guess what? People want to keep the big teams happy. The bigger you are, the more it makes sense to invest in you, right? Because you're going to get bigger. You show them your game plan, take your business plan to them. Just do the 5-star model, go through it, set it up. What are we going to do with each of the 5 stars? Where are we now? Where are we going to be by the end of the year? Here's our business plan. Okay. This is what we need. We need $20,000 for marketing and we need $25,000 for charitable contributions. And he comes back and he says, well, I can only give you $7,500 and I can only give you $15,000 for charities. Well, you get more than what you got, right?
Perfect.
So you mark it up, you mark it down, you mark it across. And that's the other thing. Think about marketing to your peers, right? You think, well, what are you talking about? Well, there's a couple of ways you can market to your peers. You can ask them for money because you manage money better than anybody else. Whatever it is that your niches are, let's say your niche is 401ks, you can manage 401ks for a whole lot of people and do a better job than they're going to do with their one-off. Okay. The other thing is make yourself so attractive and such a affable team that everybody likes you. And when they retire, they all want to join your team and retire through your team. So you buy their businesses. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Those are kind of not obvious, but you know, I have teams that are bringing in a lot of money from other FAs for some great investment strategy they have. And I have teams that, have bought 2 or 3 other teams and that's part of their strategy. You know, it's not perfect. You do want to buy the right teams and you'd, but if you can get your system so that you can offload accounts efficiently, then that works out great. Okay, is that enough for today?
That's good. Dave Metz, you have anything else that you wanted to hit Mr. Knapp up for? Dana Rosewag, anything you'd like to talk about? Craig McLean?
No, I'm good.
I don't know if he fell off his chair there.
We got a spotlight in the back. He's got the ceiling lit up.
But no, this has been a little bit different tack on what we've been talking about, but I appreciate it. So thank you for your perspective there, Rob.
Yeah. You got a great firm. You get great management. Just they need help. They're like you guys. I mean, everybody's busy, but if you can bring some rituals to it, I think you'll get better results from all of your constituents.
Sounds great. All
okay.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
Bye bye.
Thank you.